when they built the wall, it takes, it used to take us 10 minutes to reach Abu Dis, my village. I'm from Abu Dis.
Okay.
Now it takes us 2 hours. And it costs nearly $10 to use the transportation. And it takes us, we have to suffer. Because if we want to come during the checkpoint, maybe we stay 1 hour or 2 hours to open the gate. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if they have a problem with one of the fresh boys, they make problem for them and we have to stop like animals. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's difficult.
So the wall here in Abu Dis, they started building it in 2003?
In 2003.
And when did they finish?
It takes them nearly 6 months, 7 months.
Okay. Yeah. And from what I experienced around the Abu Dis area, there used to be many areas that you could sneak by before they finished.
No. You are right. At the beginning, they make the wall 1 meter. And the people used to jump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they give us, like, you give me a poison injection. They give us little. 1 meter, then they make it 2 meters, then they make it now 9 meters, 20 centimeters.
Yeah.
It's 9 meters and 20 centimeters. It's difficult now. If I want to go to Abu Dis, I have to go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem take the bus through Maria Domin, Bethany, and then Abu Dis.
Through Azariah, then Abu Dis.
Yes.
And how far are you from Abu Dis if the wall wasn't there?
I am in Abu Dis.
You're in Abu Dis?
No meters. Now my home is in Abu Dis.
And the rest of Abu Dis on the other side of the wall, how far would you say that is?
2 minutes.
Yeah.
2 minutes would be in Abu Dis. I used to go from the hotel. In front of the hotel, there is no wall. You cross the hotel, and we're in Abu Dis. It's the aunt house, you know. It's
on the other side of the wall.
Yeah, 100 meters.
On the other side of the wall.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about how the wall directly affected your family?
Yeah, we suffered too much, of course. Now, somebody died from my family in Abu Dis. We have to go to run. And if somebody will marry, you know, and if we have a party, we have to go every time. Yeah, yesterday, we buried one of my cousin, girls, 34 years. I have to go there from 10 o'clock, 10, 3 o'clock. But before, I have to go my home, 2 minutes, I will reach the mosque, then the grave.
So, how many of your family is over there, and how many is over here?
Here, me and my brothers and my cousin.
On this side?
Yes.
And how many on the other side?
1,000. I told you, one person.
Of Abu Dis,
yes.
Is your family?
Yes, one person.
Here, is your family that lives in Abu Dis able to come here to visit you?
No, this is the problem. This is a good question.
Yes.
Only one, yeah, 10 people has the Jerusalem ID card.
Okay.
My sisters.
Oh.
Because my sisters were young girls, and they have ID card, Jerusalem ID card. And when they marry, they give the for her husband.
Okay. When that was possible.
Yes.
So the rest of the family is stuck
they have
on
to take permission.
Okay.
They have to be more than 55 years old.
More than 55 to
yeah.
be able to
yes.
come visit
it's not,
you.
They don't ask for a permission. But the young generation has to make permission.
Okay.
And it's difficult to get permission. It's very difficult.
So then that means that you always have to go
yes.
visit to them.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we can't, I can't say no. No, if there is no wall, the life will be easy. You know, 2 months ago, I had a meeting with the Norwegian television.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me, what about if tomorrow morning you wake up and you don't see the wall? I said, I would be sick.
Mm.
Because I'm used to go every morning and see the wall. And suddenly, if I didn't see the wall, I'm shocked. You know what I mean?
Well, 19 years it's been right here by your house.
Yes.
For 19
so
years.
So I'm always, every day, I used to see the wall. But don't worry, one day it would come down.
Yeah.